ये बोलेगा भक्त्या वासुदेव परायण। अब हम घुन्नती काश्मीर निहारम निवा भाषक दिस इज ए डिस्कशन बिटवीन सुखदेव गोस्वामी एंड महाराज परीक्षित। The question was that why people are suffering in different types of daily condition of life and how they can be delivered. Parikshit Maharaj heard from Sukadeva Goswami that the different signs of daily condition of life according to different types of sinful activities. So, in this material world, everyone is implicated or involved in some sort of sinful life. Just like in the prison house, one may be a first-class prisoner, just like sometimes big politicians, they are put into first-class prison arrangement. A second-class prisoner, third-class prisoner, there are. But as soon as we understand this man is in the prison of prisoner, it should be understood that he is criminal. He has committed some criminal activity, therefore he is in prison. Now, you can compare between the first-class prisoner and the third-class prisoner. There is another thing. But they are all prisoners. They are undergoing the duration of prison life. One who is in this material world, he may be Brahma or a small insignificant ant. It is to be understood that he is sinful. It doesn't matter whether he is Brahma or an insignificant ant. Everyone has got a different type of body according to the desire of sinful activity. The Bhagavad Gita also is stated, jan jan bapi smaran loke sajat santi kalevaram. At the time of death, the situation of mental situation, according to that mental situation, he just selects body. How? The example is, just like we are passing over a nice rose garden. The air is carrying the flavor of the rose garden. And if the air is passing through some filthy place, stool, urine, then it carries the smell of stool and urine. The air is pure, but according to the blowing of the air and the certain situation, it is carrying the flavor or smell, a bad smell or good. Similarly, we spirit soul, we are all parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, qualitatively, we are one. If God is gold, then I am also gold. How can I be otherwise? Because I am part and parcel. If God is iron, then I am also iron. That is my position. But as I am carrying different years by my association with this material nature, I am getting a different body. It is very simple to understand. We are getting different bodies, that's the fact. Even in our present life, we are passed through so many different bodies, a baby's body, a child's body, a boy's body, a young man's body, all those bodies are gone. Now I am undergoing in an old man's body. Similarly, when this body will be useless for any purpose, then I accept another body. This is called transplantation of the soul. So, for another body, that will be created according to the mental situation we made here, at the present moment. Besides, to say, we are passing through rose garden, and we are passing through toilet room. Therefore, this human form of body is specially meant for creating a favorable situation, so that when it passes through this body, or you leave this body and you accept another body, you get exact a body like Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness movement. We are trying to change the consciousness of the people so that this preparation will help him to get exactly a body like Krishna next life. And he will dance with Krishna in Rasala. That is our purpose. Body will get. That's the fact. That's as you are getting one body after another. In this life. Similarly, tatha dehantaram prapti. Similarly, another change of body. Dhira satana munivati. Those who are in the knowledge, they are not surprised. They know what kind of body. My father has left his body. And he has accepted another body. He can understand what kind of body he has. How? Just like when you see a friend going on to another place by plane. You know, this plane is meant for, just like I came from New York yesterday. Everyone knows that I have gone to London. How? They are not seeing me. But from the evidences of the ticket, of the aeroplane and everything, they know certainly family has gone to London. Similarly, if you know the things right, you can know also where this man is going after this. How you can know? That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Udhaṁ gacchanti sattva-svā. Those who are situated in the modes of goodness, there are three qualities in the material world. The quality of goodness, the quality of passion, and the quality of ignorance. So, if you know somebody that he is in the quality of goodness, then you can understand Urdhaṁ gacchanti sattva-svā. Those who are in the quality of goodness, they are being promoted to the higher planetary system. Urdhaṁ gacchanti sattva-svā madhye tisthanti rājasā. And those who are in the most of passion, they remain in the air, middle planetary system. Yagana Gunavitya Adhova Santita Hata. And those who are associated very much abominable condition of life, they go adha, downward. We can understand from the Shastra. Therefore, people have to be taught to be situated in the modes of goodness. At least, he will be guaranteed to get his life in the higher priority system, if not liberated. That is Vedic civilization. The whole Vedic civilization is to elevate people. There are two kinds of systems in the Vedas. Pravritti Marga and Nivritti Marga. Because we are all here, Trinidad. Trinidad means we have come here within this material world with a purpose to enjoy to the fullest extent. I don't see anywhere you go. People are struggling so hard because the idea is that I shall be greater than him or I shall be very great. I shall be minister, I shall be president, I shall be big merchant, I shall be very big leader. How I can do this? And he fails everything, then he thinks now I shall become God. This is good. So after the understanding, to become God is material. All endeavor, after the point of becoming God, is material. Therefore, Krishna says that he cannot be happy by all these religious systems. Religious system, there are two kinds of religious systems. Some of them are Pravritti Marga, increasing the path of enjoyment, sense enjoyment. That dictates that you come to the heavenly planet. You will have 10,000 of years duration of life and very beautiful moments in love, very nice garden, and drinking sober up. So this is called Pravritti Marga. And Nivritti Marga means a little more advanced when one understands that there is no actual happiness in this way. Then he says, this is all false. Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. The world is false. Now let me search out Brahma. Athar Brahma Jidda. But that path of Brahma Jidda is called Nivritti Marga. Negative hating. This path of enjoyment. But Shastra says, that simply by understanding that this is false and I will have to become away from this false engagement. So without knowledge of Krishna, such elevators, they become impersonalists and voidists. To make negative this material enjoyment. So we are manufacturing so many religious systems on these two platforms. One platform is how to enjoy to the fullest extent. And another platform is how to become zero. Void. But actually, neither you are anywhere nor you are zero. Both of them are false. Therefore, Krishna says that any religious system on the basis of this renunciation or enjoyment, when you take this material world as fact, that means we want to enjoy it. And when we are frustrated, then we want to make zero. Actually, it is neither zero, nor there is any cause of frustration. You have to simply to test to the right knowledge. The right knowledge is given in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Bhotaram Jagdhavasam, Sarvalokamayasaram, Sridam Sarvahutanam, Jyattam Bhāṁ Shanti Nikshati. If you simply understand that Krishna is the only enjoyer, then your propensity to become false enjoyer will be vanquished. I am not enjoyer, Krishna is enjoyer. Then there is no question of renunciation also. Bhoktaram Jagdhavasam Sarvaloka Maheswaram. And he says, I am the proprietor of all planetary systems. Loka, loka means universe. Then what you have got is enough. If Krishna or somebody is proprietor of something, what is the meaning of your renouncement? And if he is the only enjoyer, then what is the meaning of your enjoy? So if you enjoy, then you become a thief. And if you renounce, you become a pretender. Because you have nothing to renounce, and you cannot enjoy others' property. This is your position. So one who knows this perfectly well, he is in Krishna Pahata. This is some and substance of Krishna Pahata. So, when we engage ourselves in enjoying others' property, because Krishna's property, how you can enjoy? That means to become criminal. Just like in the modern state, or any state, if you want to enjoy others' property, then you are a thief. That is the statement given in the Isopanishad. Isavasam idam sarvam. Everything belongs to God. Just kinchit jagatyam jagat. Anything, anywhere in the universe. It belongs to God. Then, how I can enjoy? I have to leave. If everything belongs to God, atena taktena bhungita. Yes, you can enjoy. Just like the father in a family. Father is very rich. Actually, the proprietor is the father. But, the enjoyer of the son. Similarly, whatever there is, it is the property of God. But because you are all sons of God, you have got the right to enjoy the property of the Father. There is no denying. But you cannot enjoy the property of your other brother. Tena taktena bhunjitha. Whatever the father says, my dear boy, change it. It is satisfied. Don't try to encroach upon other brother's property. Then you will be criminal. Even you are, Krishna has given you sufficient. Krishna is not poor. Sarvai sajya, sarvai sajya purna. So, if you remain satisfied, what is given to you by Krishna, and remain in Krishna consciousness, that my father is so kind, my father is so rich. So let me abide by the orders of my father and live peacefully. Then the world becomes peaceful. This is Krishna also. It is very scientific and authorized. But as soon as we want to encroach upon others' property, to enjoy more than it is allotted to me, that is human. So, in order to become free from this criminality, there are so many prescriptions in the shastras. They are called tapasya. The beginning is the tapasya. Tapasya means, just like a thief wants to steal other's property, but if he thinks at the same time, no, it will be criminal. Father has said it is criminal. I shall not steal other's property. This is tapasya. Because I have got the inclination to steal, to reserve other things. But if I restrain myself by the order of father or the shastra or the laws, just like a thief, he knows that if he steals, if he takes other property, he will be arrested and he will be punished. But he has got that bad inclination. That is called papa bija. These shastras, they prescribe different types of atonement for person who has committed criminal activity. The criminal activity is that if you encroach upon others' property, others' right, that is criminal. Tena-tapsena, you should be satisfied. Whatever Krishna has allotted to you. Therefore, we are training our devotees to take Krishna prasadam. Whatever Krishna has willfully left after his eating, we take it. But Krishna is so kind that he keeps the prasadam as it is. Because he is purna. He is not hungry. He is feeding millions of living entities. Eko bhunam vidadati kama. So, he is not hungry. Neither whatever you are offering to Krishna, it is your property, it is Krishna's property. You cannot manufacture fruits, flowers, grains, or meat, or anything else. Anything eatable, you cannot manufacture in a factory. That is Krishna's manufacture. Therefore, actually, it is Krishna's property. Simply, you have to acknowledge, Krishna, you are so kind, you have given so many things for our eating. First of all, you take. Then you take. What is the division? This is Krishna's property. In each and every item, if you study, what is Krishna consciousness? Then your life will be happy. If you take to simply understanding Krishna, he will deliver it. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Yajma karma me vidyam jo janati tattata takta deham punat janma nanshi mamesi. Krishna says, that if somebody simply understands me, Krishna, in fact, to understand Krishna superficially is no knowledge of Krishna. That topic knowledge is also very difficult. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Manushyanam sahasreshu kasti jatati siddhaya. जतताम की सिद्धा नाम को सिद्ध व्यक्ति नाम तत्व वेरी लिमिटेड बिकॉज कृष्ण से हाउस ऑफ मेनी मिलियंस ऑफ पीपल वन इज परफेक्ट एंड आउट ऑफ मेनी मिलियंस ऑफ परफेक्ट मैन वन कैन हार्डली अंडरस्टैंड कृष्ण सो इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू अंडरस्टैंड कृष्ण बट इफ वन इज फॉर्चुनेट ही कैन अंडरस्टैंड हाउ कृष्ण से मत परतरंग नाना चिंकी अस्थि धनंजय अहम सर्वस्व प्रभव मत्ता सर्व प्रवर्तते देर इज नो मोर हायर ट्रूथ देन मी सो इफ वन इज फॉर्चुनेट टू अंडरस्टैंड कृष्ण दैट देर इज नो मोर हायर ट्रूथ देन कृष्ण And if he follows the advice of Krishna, sarva dharman paritrajya mam ekam saranam vraja, then he is fortunate. A fortunate means everyone has got his discretion. So, one who has the fortune to discriminate, then he can understand Krishna very easily. Therefore, this association is required. How to understand Krishna? Although it is very difficult. But the difficulty is removed by the association of devotees, by the association of Krishna. So this opening of different centers in different parts of the world means we are trying to give association of Krishna to everyone. There is no discrimination. Just like in the Western countries, we are trying to give Krishna consciousness for the last 4 or 5 years. As people are taking, we have got now 60 centers, and they are accepting the principles. They are becoming devotees of Krishna sincerely. So it is not very difficult task, provided one is sincere and serious. Then as soon as you understand Krishna, then what happens to you? Krishna says, Tatta deham punat janma naisi mameti chonti. Anyone who simply understands Krishna, then the result will be that after quitting this body, you won't have to come back again in this material world and accept a body for different kinds of miserable conditions. Takta deham punat janma naisi. He doesn't take birth again here. Then where does he go? Mame. He comes to me. So these are simple truths. All explained in the Bhagavad Gita. It is open to everyone. Krishna is everyone's father. You may take Krishna Indian God or Krishna Indian and Hindu, but Krishna says that sarva jyoni sikonti. In all forms of life, in all species of life, whoever you may be, I am the seed-giving father. Don't think that Krishna is for the Hindus, for the Indians, or for the human being. No. Krishna is for everyone. Otherwise, how is God? If he is for a particular sector, then how can be God? God cannot be for a particular type of man, a particular sector, a particular society. God is for human beings, for the birds, beasts, aquatics, insects, trees, plants, everyone. That is God. He says, sarva yoni, in every species of life, whatever form may be, that doesn't matter. Ahana bija bhagavata. He says, I am the seed giving father. This is Krishna consciousness. So, our proposition is that we are somehow or other in an environment of so many mistakes, and therefore you are suffering. Suffering means due to ignorance. Just like a man does not know the law of the country, a similar instance, just like here in London, the car is driven from the left side. In America, the car is driven by the right side. But suppose one comes from America, he is driving the car from the right side, the police arrest. Why you arrest me, sir? Because you are driving on the right side. That I know. I do not know that you have to left the left side. But that does not mean you are free from criminal charges. Come to the court. So, this criminality is happened on account of ignorance. So any criminal person wrongly guided means ignorance. Therefore you have to develop real knowledge. The real knowledge is that God is one, God is great, we are part and parcel of God, and therefore we have to serve God. This is knowledge. Thank you very much. At the time of your death, if you become Krishna conscious, then your life is successful. Anti Narayana Smriti. But if you do not practice while you are conscious, then it is very difficult to remember Krishna at the time of death. At the time of death, somehow or other, if you are fortunate enough to remember Krishna, then your life is successful. I shall describe this instance in this process of Yami. I will become delivered. So, the real purpose is Anti Narayana Smriti. At the time of death, we may be able to think of Krishna. Then, life is
something.
Yoga is also the same thing. Yoga practice means to concentrate one mind, to practice, to Vishnu form within the heart. Vishnu is another form of Krishna. So, not this modern yoga system thinking something bad. This is not described in the authoritative scriptures. That is simply taking trouble. Klesha odhukataras tesham abhakta saktasitasam. Those who are attached to void, blindness, they simply take more trouble to realize God.
Many books used to advocate the practice of Krishna yoga before one has attained transcendental yoga to fulfill its purpose.
Well, we think of Bhagavad Gita first, then others. Bhagavad Gita says that yoga should be practiced concentrating one's mind on Krishna. Matparayana, Vasudeva parayana, Narayana parayana, these words are there. So, if yoga practice is performed by concentrating one's mind on Krishna or Vishnu, that is first class yoga, and that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Yoginamati sarvesham madgata antaratam. A false yogi, one who is always thinking of me within the heart, he is satsang. So, if you are practicing yoga, we should recommend that you think of Krishna within your heart. That will help. That is our advice. But if you think something else, that is your business. We cannot advise anything. But we would advise you, if you are fond of practicing yoga, this is also yoga, this is called bhakti yoga. Everything yoga, jnana yoga, karma yoga, dhyana yoga, hatha yoga. Generally they practice hatha yoga. And they are satisfied only by getting into practice the system of asana. That's all. But there are many other steps. Yam, niyam, asana, pranayam, dhyan, dharana, pratyaha, samadhi. Generally, the so-called yogi class, they simply practice some asana. No jam niyam, dhyan dharana, pratyaha. So to practice yoga, it is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita, first of all, you have to select a secluded place. And that must be very sacred. And you have to sit there alone. Who is going to do that? It is not possible to practice yoga in a fashionable city. It is not possible. Therefore, India, those are actually yogis, they go to the Himalaya, Haridwar. In a secluded place, in a sacred place, they sit down, tight, and practice yoga. That is yoga. Not that in a yoga class, you practice some gymnastics, and you become a yogi. Yoga system is very difficult system, hatha yoga system. But we do not know that. We want everything very cheap. That is not possible. Because it is not possible, therefore in this age, the sastra recommends Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Iva Kivalam. Simply chant Hare Krishna mantra. And that's it. And see the result. We have got thousands of students. They have been called by the newspaper reporter dry state. Compare with these students and any yoga class student. How much they know, how do they know? So, this hatha yoga system is a recommended system, that's all right. But it is not possible in this age. It is very difficult. This practice is very easy. Even a child can chant Hare Krishna. And he becomes purified. Sita Dattana Mahajana. So if your business is to how to become purified and realize yourself, or realize God, then this is the system in this age. You have to check to Krishna consciousness. If you check to other system, you are at liberty. But so far Shastra is concerned, that will not be sufficient. Yes. Spiritual body is there already. You simply cover yourself with another material coating. Just like you are trying to go to the moon planet, your body is there. But you coat your body just suitable to the moon planet. And that dress costs $30,000 or something like that. started begging $30,000 for each man and going for so many years, they have collected little dust. That is their success. So if you want to waste your money in that way, do that. As loud as possible. So that others can hear and take benefit of it. There is no secret. It is not that secret mantra that I will give you a special mantra and give me $35. It is open to everyone. Chant loud, as loud as possible. No question of payment. Yes? You are not seeing? Why you are so blind? Everyone seeing this man here?
Is it
well, sleep, honey, sleep and dream, to take it all false. It is not very good of him. Sleep is sleep, but in advanced stages, in sleep also, dream means whatever you act in awakened state, that comes as something fantastic over here. But actually, you have to do according to the rules and regulations, not under some dream or phantasmagory. So, Krishna consciousness has to be executed according to the rules and regulations. Then it will be successful.
What is
Krishna like this? Yes? Krishna likes Peacock Feather. Varahavatam samasidam mudasunyaram. You cannot check Krishna's life. First of all, yes. That is going on since the creation. How can you stop it? The history repeats itself. This butchering is attacked by one country, by another, or by one king to another. That is going on. This is the nature, therefore it is called Dukkhalayama Sarsatam. This is a place simply for suffering. Therefore, everyone's business is how to get out of it. We cannot stop what is going on in Bangladesh. It may be in Bangladesh, or it may be in Vietnam, or it may be in some other places. This is nature's law. It will go on. You cannot stop it. The best thing is to get out of the scene. That is your business. You cannot stop it. Even if you show sympathy, that is useless. Because this is the way of nature. रागदारी धर्मस्तकारी भवति उत्तराणा विनाशाय तो दुखित विनाश टू थिंग्स आर गोइंग ऑन मेंटेनेंस एंड डिसोल्यूशन एंड क्रिएशन सो यू कैनॉट स्टॉप द प्रोसेस एंड इन द भगवद गीता इट इज सेड जंग ही न बथंते इति पुरुषं पुरुषार्थ ऑल दीज ephemeral things which come and go. If one is not disturbed by all these things, then he is the right candidate for liberation. Well, criminal is criminal, greater or smaller. Just like in India it is said that if you have stolen a kheera, a cucumber, or all you have stolen a heera, a diamond, you are equally punished. They may not be criminal, but what is your idea?
I want to get a solution from you. Just
so what way you want?
I don't know.
So our solution is they can't Hare Krishna. What is that?
What is the best method of making children conscious?
Yes. Dharma viruddha kamosmi in the Bhagavad Gita it is said that sexual intercourse, which is not against religious principle, that is I am. Krishna says, the sex intercourse should be not against the religious principle. Therefore, illicit sex life is forbidden in our society. Sex should be utilized only for begetting nice children, not for any other purpose. Yes, we are propagating this Krishna consciousness movement just to make everyone Krishna conscious. Never mind what is his past background. If one takes to this process, he becomes purified. That is our purpose. We are not taking account of his past deeds. In the Kali Yuga, everyone's past deed is not very happy. Therefore, don't consider about the past deed. We simply request that you take to Krishna consciousness, and Krishna also says that sarva dhanman parityajya mam ekam saranam bhaja aham kva sarva papebhyo. It might be I was very sinful in my past life, but when I surrender to Krishna, he gives me shelter and I'm free. That is awesome. Don't consider our the past deed. Everyone may be sinful in his past deed, that doesn't matter. But if he takes to Krishna's shelter, as Krishna says, then Krishna will give us protection. That is awesome.
Why is it
spirit
soul and material contamination?
That is a slight independence of the spirit soul. As soon as the spirit soul wants to enjoy for himself, just like many boys gives up the association of the parents, and he wants to enjoy this material world in his own way, without the sanction of the father and mother. He has got the right. Similarly, although we are all sons of God or Krishna, we have got the independence to give up his company and enjoy this material world. That is contamination.
the real illumination.
Yes.
What is one's prescribed duty?
Surrender to Krishna. Very simple thing. Krishna, I forgot you for so many lives. Now I surrender unto you. Give me protection. That's all. Very simple thing. Yes. Ratajatra is Krishna's festival. That was to see how Krishna is enjoying. Huh? Yes, he will be sure when he comes to Krishna consciousness. At this present moment, he cannot be sure. But when you come to Krishna consciousness, then he will be sure. Yes, this is meant for the devotees of the Krishna, or those who are in Krishna consciousness. But with the Krishna consciousness people, others also can take the advantage. But if anyone sincerely sees the Ratha Yatra festival and understands how Krishna visited Kurukshetra along with his brother and sister, that is very nice. That is Krishna consciousness. I cannot hear you.
What position should we occupy in the spiritual sky before we fell into the material world?
You are already in the spiritual sky, but you are simply covered. Just like the sun is already there, you are also already there, but there is a cloud which hinders your checking, your seeing of the sun. Similarly, the sky is one, when it is clouded or not clouded. So actually, we are always in the spiritual world. But when you forget Krishna by the cloud of illusion, that is material. Try to understand. There is not a... When the sky is clouded, you cannot see the sun. It does not mean that you are in a different sky. You are in the same sky. When the cloud is clear, you are in the same sky. But the difference of position is due to the cloud, that is called Maya. When you forget Krishna, that is material. And as soon as you become Krishna conscious, that is Krishna. It's like here, this temple is not in London, it is Vaikuntha. Because here, everyone is Krishna conscious. They have not forgotten Krishna. Therefore, they are in Vaikuntha. Others may see that, oh, you are in London, now you are in Vaikuntha. Just as Krishna, in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, Ishara Sarvabhutanam Viddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. God is situated in everyone's heart. So everyone's happiness, he is in the heart of the hog also. But if the hog is in the stool, that does not mean Krishna is also in the stool. Similarly, the devotees, although they are in London or New York, they are in Vaikuntha. That is to be realized when one is in Krishna consciousness. Jatta Tishantina Madhvatya Tattva Tishanina. Krishna says, I live there where my devotees are. So Krishna can be everywhere where there is devotee. So this material world, spiritual world means when you forget Krishna, that is material. When you are Krishna conscious, that is spiritual. That's all. You may remain in the same place. Because everything is Krishna. Isha, Vastam, Idam, Sattvam. So how you can distinguish what is material, what is spiritual? Every part of the creation belongs to Krishna. You cannot practically distinguish this portion is spiritual, this portion is material. That distinction is due to our forgetfulness. So as soon as you come to Krishna consciousness, you will find everything spiritual.
What progress
you made? Realize impersonal Brahma, there is chance of falling down against the material consciousness. Because you are person, you cannot remain in impersonal state. Therefore, to be elevated in the impersonal state means there is chance of falling down. But if you elevate yourself to the personal conception of the Absolute Truth, there is no fall down. Of course, because we are marginal potential of Krishna, there is possibility of fall down, always. But those who are strong in Krishna consciousness, they do not fall. That's all.